figures. She's not here.
Probably too afraid to face us.
What are you guys talking about?
Betty Ann.
What did she do?
She wouldn't let her friends sneak into a movie.
We're coming out of one movie theater, and the next one's right there. The door was open. We were in.
But I didn't want to do it.
So she yells out, "Hey, guys, this way out. The usher sees us, bang, we're dead."
You didn't want to go. You should have stayed quiet.
I'm not so sure about that. I really thought it was wrong. So I had a choice. Should I stand up for what's right? Or stay silent?
I hope this is about your story.
It is, kinda. Silence has power. The power of the unknown, the unspoken. Silence can be a blessing, a welcome moment of peace, or it can be evil. The trick is to know when to welcome it or be very afraid. Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society, I call this story The Tale of the Silent Servant.
Never to reveal yourself.
I command you, be still.
I'll return for you later. After I take care of our friend George.
Jared Connor was visiting his cousin Anne's farm for the summer. Jared's greatest love was baseball. All he wanted to do was play. Unfortunately for Anne, baseball was not her favorite pastime.
Let's quit. I'm tired. Just throw the ball! Go back for a long one!
Jared.
You wimp or what? Farther! Back so far.
There's too much work to be doing right now for you to be causing trouble, young lady. I got a crop to get in.
I know, I'm sorry.
You're both gonna have to work off the price of a new window. Mark, take their gloves.
Why, you can't.
As I see it, it takes two to play catch. Now, there'll be no more baseball until you show some responsibility.
Hey, nice glove. Maybe I'll use it at my softball tournament this weekend.
You better not.
Hey, cool it. I was only joking.
Settle down. No one's gonna use your glove. Now toss those things in the tractor. Now, you two have some work to do. Start by taking some beans to Mr. Galloway down the road.
This isn't fair.
Well, breaking my window wasn't fair. And tomorrow, I want you both to help Mark build a fence around the garden.
Isn't there an easier way to keep the deer out?
None that I can think of. Now, get going.
Cool barn. It's old man Earlstad's. Let's check it out.
No.
Why?
Scared. Jared, we gotta deliver. Jared!
Mr. Olstead's. People say that he was some kind of sorcerer and that he had invisible servants work his farm.
And you believe that stuff?
No.
Yeah, right.
Make a dugout for our baseball field with these boards.
Let's go.
Give me a hand. Ooh, boogeyman.
Let's get out of here.
No, wait. We could hang the scarecrow in the garden instead of building a fence.
Scarecrow, scarecrow is not deer.
You're just scared.
I am not.
You gonna help me or what?
Hey, wait.
This isn't such a hot idea.
Hey, what's going on, you guys?
It'll keep the deer from eating the vegetables.
Nice try. You still gotta help me build the fence.
I told ya.
Mr. Galloway give you that?
We never went. We kind of got sidetracked.
Well, then you best be on your bikes and start pedaling, unless you want to spend the rest of the summer doing chores.
There it is. We better hurry or Dad's gonna kill us.
Good death comes to those who wait.
We're just...
The dragons have been stolen. Have you seen my dragons?
We haven't seen any dragons.
The better for you then. Oh, such sorrow. I used to see rainbow-colored lights. Now, darkness. Such sweeping blackness. He made me this way. His evil was contagious. He raised the silent servant, Calovector Solemnus. But I was too clever for them. The power was between the dragons. They could stop the silent servant. Only the master could break the spell. But he's dead. Yet, the servant walks. Be forewarned. Once the word is given, it cannot be undone. It is always listening. Always listening. Calovector Solemnus, the servant will hear it nevermore. For the true master is dead, and the beast runs free.
Who was that?
Crazy George. He was Mr. Olstead's foreman until
he went crazy, probably. Man, what a loon.
Ow.
What is it?
I fell off the scarecrow. Look, dragons.
We should bring it back. Something's inside.
Jared, don't.
cool. He who recites that which is written shall summon the silent one hither. Kind of Shakespeare-like.
I don't think you should.
Awaken, slumbering servant. Awaken, say your master. Abide by ye true master's word, and hold ye bound by this incantation. Never turn back upon thy mission.
Maybe we shouldn't.
Thy power the word, Lord Vector Solemnos, as thy true master divides the dragons and sets thy silent servant to rest.
Enough! This must have been Mr. Olstad's.
Who cares? When do you think we'll get our gloves back?
Hello. Anyone home? I'm only home for a bite to eat. Would you two take out the garbage?
You don't think all that silent servant stuff is real?
I wish. I'm sick of doing chores.
Mark?
Whoa, what's the rush?
It's a scarecrow
alive, I swear.
He came after us.
Silent servant.
Whoa, one at a time.
Okay. There's a scarecrow, right? And we hung it in the garden. There's a scroll, and Jared read it, and now it's alive. It's true.
Why don't you guys show it to me?
It was standing right here.
There's your man. Doesn't look like he's going anywhere too fast.
It was alive.
I saw it too.
Come on, you guys. I mean, Dad probably just took it down and put it over here, and when you guys came by, it fell. That's all. You guys want me to help you hang it back up?
No, thanks.
Oh, okay, then. Don't stay up too late. I got that new glass for the window. We'll fix it first thing tomorrow.
Aww.
Night, guys.
You never should have broke that window.
You're the one who threw the ball. You should have caught it.
Why don't you fix the window? You're supposed to be the servant.
Let's go in. And deliver the stupid beans while you're at it.
It
wasn't me. Mark must have had pity on you two. Mr. Galloway called and thanked us for those beans.
Does this mean we can go to Mark's softball game this afternoon?
Sure. Right after you put in a good day's work on the fence. Look, guys, we'll finish tomorrow, right? I gotta get to my game.
Can I go?
Sure. Ann, you wanna come too?
Nah, I got stuff to do.
Suit yourself, then. You guys bring in the tools, okay? I'm gonna go get my gear.
I don't wanna have to do this tomorrow.
Don't say that to the silent servant.
Yeah, right, like it exists.
Jared, Mark didn't fix the door, and it sure wasn't us who took the beans to Mr. Galloway.
I don't believe it.
Then how else do you explain it?
Okay, let's see.
Jared, don't.
I command you, finish this fence.
Take it back. You heard what George said, it's evil.
George is crazy. What's your excuse?
True master,
Separate the dragons and dispel the magic.
How'd you guys do it?
Do what?
This is great. I didn't know you guys had it in you.
Pretty good, huh?
This just bought you guys the afternoon off. Nice work.
Oh, baby! Don't ask anything. It's evil.
Evil?
It's excellent. This is our ticket to the best summer ever.
But the scroll said...
I command you. Build me a dugout for my baseball field out back.
Calivector Solemnos, cancel the command.
Cal what?
It's in the scroll. This is dangerous.
Get over it. I'm getting a dugout. Let's go into town. There's a baseball card shop I want to check out.
Where did these boards come from?
Who cares? We got a real field now.
And Jared, get over here now.
You guys want to explain this?
It was a scarecrow, honest.
We didn't know it would wreck the fence.
Come on, you guys. You gotta come up with a better story than that for Dad.
But it's the truth. Mr. Earlstead's
barn.
Sorry.
I have to ground you two.
But I was going to your game tonight.
I don't think so. Here are your gloves. Stay out of trouble.
Got it.
Come on, Mark wouldn't take your glove.
I'd like to kill whoever did.
Jared?
No way. That wasn't in order. Oh, man. That thing's going after Mark.
We gotta stop it.
How? You couldn't stop it from building the dugout.
Only the true master can stop the servant. The power's in the tomb.
Smash it!
The dragons have to be separated.
Calivector Solemnos!
I gotta warn Mark. The game will be over by now, but I know where it'll be. The scarecrow is after you. We can't stop it.
What are you talking about?
It's because you have my glove.
I gave you your glove.
No, there were tractor parts in that bag.
Tractor parts? Oh, I guess I gave you the wrong bag.
Well, then where are the gloves? Where is he?
I don't know. He could be anywhere. What's going on?
Dad's in a lot of trouble, Mark. We gotta get to Earlstead's barn.
What's going on?
Forget it. We gotta find Uncle Pete.
That'll take hours. We don't have enough time.
Listen, Anne.
No. I've listened to you long enough. We're doing this my way.
Only the true master can separate the dragons.
But Earlstead is dead.
Exactly. Separate the dragons.
Blazes? Would you mind telling me what's going on?
Sure. I'll tell you all about it tomorrow, while Jared rebuilds the fence.
This meeting of the Midnight Society closed.
Good story, Bet. Thanks.
We were thinking, you want to go to a movie tomorrow?
You're kidding.
No, and we'll buy the tickets.
You don't have to do that.
Yeah, we do.
Wow. Thanks, guys.
No problem. Except I picked the flick.
But I pick good movies.
Yeah.
Okay. It's gonna have action. Big car chase. Oh.